Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Mahotep. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And this is indeed a special edition. It is May 16th, and we wanted to use this day to begin to bring to our listening family audience's attention several new and exciting MWM Universal Movement initiatives. We've been talking about the Black Print Agenda 25 for quite a while, and so now we are ready to begin putting it in place. You know, as we begin to move forward in developing not only now the first global movement for women and girls of African descent, but also the initiation of new societies and, I dare say, a new nation. As we begin to kind of give more insight into that, we certainly find ourselves in a continual kind of turmoil in moving forward, but nevertheless, we continue to do so by any and all means necessary. Moving right along, this is a short segment of New Day, but again, we want to put on record for today that the MWM Universal Movements is now putting forward initiatives such as the National Black Women's History Project, also the National Black History Project. Now, we're going to be kicking it off here in Philly as we speak in order to begin to document and record the history of Philly, Black folks in Philly. And once we do it here, of course, we'll be able to do it in other cities. We have 7 other cities that we plan to do various things in. And, you know, it's just so important that we preserve and save our history, because if we don't, who will? And not only that, we've noticed how other people will take our history and manipulate it and also kind of change it, and that puts it mildly. So anyway, we're on a mission now to make certain that we are able to do what we need to do to secure our history and legacy. So again, book club, that too is something that you are going to see us now bring forward, the MWM book clubs. And we already have our first distributor, or our first publisher. We already have that in place, the Ka Books. And you're going to hear more about that on Saturday when we bring Sister Angela Khalifat on with us, who's going to talk to you about what's coming up with the Nat Turner Day in August. But also, her family is a publisher, a book publisher. And we now have books available that we are utilizing for our book club, as well as, again, for the history initiative that we now have. So we're going to tell you more about that on Saturday. Of course, that's this Saturday, and that is coming up in a couple of days. But again, what we want to bring to your attention is we want to make certain that our sisters in particular know that the MWM membership drive is now in full force. We want 1 million members. Will our sisters stand up and accommodate that request? I think so. 1 million members. Now, last week's program, we talked about Nanny Helen Burroughs. And, of course, when we talked to Baba Oduno, he told us how in the early 1900s, I believe it was, Nanny Helen Burroughs had 700,000 members. Now, you know, if a black woman could do that when there was no internet and no this and that, you know what we can do today. And so we should. And not just because we want to see numbers, no, but because we know we need to get in place for action. And so, again, 1 million members is our goal. Active members, we really want 2.5, but we'll start with 1 million, and then we'll move it on up. And we want to do this by the end of 2025. So that's a challenge for us, but we're up for it. The other thing that we want to share with our family is that, you know, we have to begin to focus on our own holidays. Now, of course, the other day, many observed Mother's Day, and that's fine. But in this day and age, we really need to not continue to uphold European holidays. It's just that simple. So, again, with NWM, and we'll be talking more about that this weekend as well, we are ready now to launch our first national Black Women's Holiday. That's right. We want a holiday for a Black woman. We had Dr. Martin Luther King, but now it is time for there to be a holiday recognition for a Black woman. And so in September, there will be our A Million Black Women in DABA, and at that point, the various sessions that we will hold will feature an examination of the women who have now been placed into the finalist for there to be the campaign for there to be a holiday for a Black woman. So this weekend, you want to definitely stay in tune to NWM and particularly New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. Our regular program, of course, is Saturday at 10:30 p.m. And again, we'll be doing part two of Nanny Helen Burrow, but also we will be featuring Sister Angela Khalifa, and we will be talking about our book club and other very, very, what we feel, progressive kinds of things. Remember, the We Charge Genocide 21 campaign is now in full effect, and not just the campaign, but the upcoming Queen Mother Moore weekend and the National Black Political and Social Justice Forum. Things will be happening July 27th through the 30th here in Philadelphia, and we will be also having a reparations rally and march on July the 29th. So if you'd like more information about any of those things, of course, you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can email us also at nbhrproject@gmail.com. Again, nbhrproject@gmail.com. Okay, so Lisa family, this is just a brief edition of New Day. We just want to make sure that you are aware that we are now in full force to start bringing forward our Black community book clubs. Oh, and I forgot, and study groups. And these things are being launched in Philly, Chicago, Baltimore, New York, and Detroit. Those are some of the cities that we are bringing these initiatives to. And, of course, it'll cover areas that will focus on history, arts, and culture, and, of course, the literary arenas. Those are some of the what we call tags that will be a part of these initiatives. Those are some of the areas that we will be focusing on as we proceed now with the Million Woman World March. Now, of course, that's coming in October. And on Saturday, May the 20th, we will give you some updates on that in terms of the locations that we're looking at and have narrowed down, and also what's coming for 2023 and 2025. Because remember, the Black Print Agenda is the Agenda 25, and that's in representation of the year 2025. So again, family, stay tuned. We'll be coming your way as we do every week. This week, of course, our regular edition, May 20th, and we'll be giving you updates on our new initiatives, which, of course, again, is for Philadelphia and coming to other cities, our Black History Project, our Women's History Project, and that's Black Women's History Project, and, of course, along with that, book club and study groups. So we're going to sign off for now. We just wanted to give you that little tidbit. And again, we will pick this back up and bring you more insight and information on May the 20th at 10:30 p.m. for our regular New Day Resurrection and Liberation broadcast. Until then, we're going to, of course, remind you that you can become a member now of MWM. We have several new wonderful initiatives for you to sign up for. And so we hope that you will do so. You can email us again at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can also text us at 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. All right, family, again, look to talk to you on Saturday, our regular New Day time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Until then, promote you to the Shenda. Together we shall win.